A day of distractions for Ed Miliband. He obviously wanted Labour's conference to focus on his new policy announcements on the minimum wage, apprenticeships and immigration. But instead, day one of the conference began with an angry backlash against his plans to loosen the links between Labour and the trade unions.
We are proud of who we are and what we have achieved by way of social justice. We are certainly not going to accept any advice on democracy and transparency from people who brought us the Cash for Honour scandals.
A sign of trouble ahead for Mr Miliband.
Inside the hall, it's the future of Labour's links with the trade unions that's stirring up controversy. But outside the hall, it's the shocking revelations by Damien McBride about feuds, plots and smears that is alarming the delegates here.
Mr McBride, Gordon Brown's former spin doctor, has admitted in his memoirs destroying the Labour leadership ambitions of Blairites John Reid and Charles Clarke, and smearing another minister, Ivan Lewis.
Everyone's fed up. It just turns voters off. No one wants politics to be about this. It's meant to be about the big issues, and I think that's what we should be concentrating on.
People like to sell books, don't they? But I don't think it's helpful to conduct yourself in that way at all.
I think it's a real shame that our politics has come to this, and that politics doesn't seem to be about actually debating issues anymore, and it seems to be about this sort of clash of personalities.
The Labour leader, who was also formerly in the Brown inner circle, found himself being interrogated about Mr McBride.
I was concerned about the activities of Damien McBride, and indeed I complained to Gordon Brown about it.
What did you know that he was doing when you complained?
I was worried that there were indications that he was briefing against colleagues. You know what it's like in politics, people sort of tell you that these things are going on and you have enough suspicion that they are. So, you know, that was something I made clear to Gordon. I thought it was damaging to the Labour Party.
Did you go to Gordon Brown and say, get rid of this guy?
I did, yes.
Others close to Gordon Brown were also challenged about what they knew about Mr McBride.
We know he did know and work with your husband, the Shadow Chancellor. Did Mr McBride ever come round your house?
No.
Not once, not ever.
Labour now hopes to kick on from the distractions of day one of its conference onto the economy. And Ed Balls will be hoping he doesn't fall flat on his face. Again. John Craig, Sky News, Brighton.